starting back from Metziyah Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, we're getting at the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is going to be discussing a malva that comes to get paid, a lender, it comes to get paid, and the loiva doesn't have money. So the time for the loan is up, so he's going to go ahead and take what's called a mashkan. He's going to take that mashkan, and that will service, and we've seen this before, that it, in ways it services as a payment. And we'll see how that might manifest itself for longevity. But in the meantime, I want to read some of the psukim in the Torah that address this. So the pasuk says, "Ki sasha v'recha mashas me'uma." If you lend money to your friend, don't come to take his belt, right? Don't take his kli. Don't come into his house to take that mashkin. Bachutz tamid, stand outside. And let the ish, the loive, let him bring it out to you. And then continues the parsha. This is in Devarim Chav Dalad, the Psukim are Yud through Yud Gimel. V'im ish anihu. If this loive is a poor person, don't stay with his kelim. Hashav tashiv leisa avoit kivayah shemesh. V'shachal b'salmasoy v'aracheka. Let him sleep with his salmasoy, his kelim that he needs. And we'll see exactly the specifications of when you have to return which kelim. Ulecha tiyet tzedaka lifnei Hashem alekecha. That is a famous one, and that is considered a tzedaka. So we're gonna touch these psukim throughout today's daf, and on the subsequent next couple of dafim amavas, chaver uzak the mishnah lo yimashkenenu el bebezdin. So he should not come to take a mashkin, but rather he should have bezdin do it. Vilo yikanes lebeisad litol mashkainai, and he shouldn't go into his house to take the mashkin. Shenemar bachutz tamay, because the pasuk clearly, as we mentioned, stated that he stands outside. Now there's a little bit, and the gemara is going to get into this because it says lo yimashkenenu el bebezdin. Well, if he could only take the mashkan ayidei bezdin, then of course lo yikanes lebeis litol mashkan, right? So it seems to be redundant. So we'll address that in the Gemara. Hayu lo shtei kelim. Let's say he has two kelim, and he needs both of them. So noytel echad umeiniach echad. You take one, you leave him with one. Umachzer es hakar b'layla v'smach reisha b'yayim. And I'll just read the way Rashi explains this. B'shoshu tzarech lezeh yachzirenu loy michshum hachzaras ha'avayt. Right? That is the pasuk we talked about, that you have to return his kli back to him. V'yakov es hashenu uche sheyitztarech zeh l'sheni. So leave him whichever keli he needs right now. When he needs the other keli that you took, then you swap it out. Yitol zeh harishon v'yachzer sashenik v'farish v'ozel machzer sakar b'layla v'smach reisha b'yoyim. So this is a din that's leading into the next words of the Mishnah, which is machzer sakar b'layla v'smach reisha b'yoyim. So there's two kelim. You're coming in the middle of the day. However, you're getting your mashkin. Okay, your mashkin is now alpi pashtus. The machresha that we're talking about here is a plow. So Tesis will address it. We'll see it at the end of the daf really in regards to Amud Beis. But you'll say the guy has a pillow and he has a plow. So you take. It's during the day, right? Mistama, the plow he needs to take to plow his field during the day. And the pillow he needs to sleep on at night. So he's coming during the day, you take his pillow, and then come to the nighttime, you give him back his pillow and you take his plow. So you're taking the mashkin that he doesn't need right now. Okay? So if he dies, you don't give it back to the Arshav, as we explained. That you coming and taking, the lender coming and taking the mashkin represents him taking the payment. Now, in the meantime, he's got to go ahead and give it back to him to use, imish anihu, he needs to use it. But once he passes away, we consider it as if he has collected the mashkan. And even if it's a metaltalim that falls beyond the yarshim, normally you wouldn't collect it from yarshim. Since he took the mashkan here before, so it's his, it's really his. And the fact that he gives it back to the loiva, the borrower, to use it, that's because of the din of mashkin that he has to be able to, you have to give him the ability to use it. He only gives it back for 30 days. This whole din that the Torah talks about that you have to return it is only for 30 days, but after 30 days, he sells it in bezdin. Now, let's go back to the first din of the Mishnah. We're going to be discussing this Mishnah quite extensively over the next few dafim, going all the way through the end of the parak. So the first din is...
What does it mean if he only takes it for 30 days, if he has to return it every night?
Meaning he returns it, he takes it when... We'll see, he takes it when he doesn't need it. And which kelim you're allowed to take, which kelim you're not allowed to take, how much of it you're allowed to take, so we're going to discuss all of that. But yeah, that he again, he takes it as a mashkin, so now he collected his chayv, but the din is when you have a mashkin, you have to give it back to him to use. So the machlekes is, do you give it back to him forever until he dies, right? And then when he dies, you get it. Or, says Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, that it's only for the 30 days. After 30 days, Bezdin sells it. This whole din of Chazaras HaMashkin for him to use is only for 30 days. So Zakta Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Shleach Bezdin, the Shleach Bezdin, Menatech Netuchi in, even a Shleach Bezdin can only grab it from somebody's hand if they're in the street, let's say, Menatech Netuchi, detach it from him, right? Grab it away from him, Avo Mashkuni Loi, but you can't go into his house and take a Mashkin. So when we said, HaMalves Chaver Loi HaMashkuneno El Bezdin, V'loi Yikonis Lebeisa Lito Mashkanai, that's not limited to the lender, to the Baal Chayv, but rather even Bezdin can't go into the Levis house. So it sounds like Bezdin can take the Mashkin. They called the Bezdin Mashkin and Amar Le Shmuel Ema Lo Yinatchu Ela BeBezdin. Then you have to modify how we understand the Mishnah, that it can only be grabbed Al Yedei Bezdin, meaning getting a Mashkin from the Leva. So neither you, the Baal Chayv, nor Bezdin can go into his house, says Shmuel. This whole din of getting a Mashkin, how would you get it? If you ran into the Leva on the street and you saw that he had something that was valuable and he didn't pay his bill, he didn't pay his loan, so then you can grab it from him. That would only be Ayidei Bezdin, but the Baal Chayv cannot. Hachinami Mistabra, says the Gemara, must be that that's the way we understand this din, meaning that neither the Baal Chayv nor Bezdin can go into the Leva's house to get the Mashkin. And the only time it could actually be collected is Ayidei Bezdin by grabbing it from him, let's say when he's out in public. Hachanami Mistabra, why? Tukatani Seifa, because the Seifa says, Likonis Lebesai, Lito Mashkainai, that he cannot go into his house to take the Mashkin money. Now, who is the Likonis Lebesai? Lito Mashkoine. Ilema Baal Chayv, if you're saying it's the lender himself, well, guess what? Meresha Shama. Shmamina. Right? I already learned that from the Resha, right? Because the Resha said, Amalvas Chaver, Lo Yimashkinen, Amal Bebezin. So it's clear if I the Baal Chayv, can only be Mamashkin, the Leva Bebezin, then I can't go into his house to get it. So it would be redundant. Elolav. So it must be talking about the Lo Yikonis Lebeis, so it must be talking about the Shliach Bezdin. Okay, so the Gemara says, no Raya, Imishim Ha, Lo Yiria. You have no Raya from the fact that our Mishnah otherwise would seem to be redundant, because I can learn the Mishnah with a Chasuri Mechsura. Imishim Ha, Lo Yiria, and the Bach changes it to Chasuri Mechsura, Vahachi Katani. Okay, here is how you'd have to learn it. Hamalva es Chaveroi. A person who loans money to his friend, in Bezdin, meaning Al Yidei Bezdin, you can go and take it. So we're adding in the netuchi. That is what we're addressing on the redundancy. Why? Why can he not even be menateach? In other words, like this, what we're trying to say is not like Shmuel. Really, Bezdin can go into his house to collect it. Bezdin can, of course, be menateach it, meaning they can grab it out of his hand when he's in public. Now, the Baal Chayv himself cannot get the Mashkin, period. Not only can he not go into his house, but he also can't grab it from his hand. Why not? Gezerah, that's like, and the Bach adds the word Gezerah, right? Namiloi, shalei yikanes lebeis litol mashkin. And the second part is coming to address why the Baal Chayv can't even grab the Mashkin himself. It's because it's a gzeira that he might come when the second part of the Mishnah says Likonis Lebeisai. That means the Baal Chayv himself can never collect his Mashkin, even Al Yidei Menatech Natuchi, meaning grabbing it out of his hands. Why? Because it's a gzeira that he might come into his house Lito Mashkinai.
Is this talking about after the loan is?
Yeah, so we are talking about after. So it's a good question, right? Normally, we would think about collaterals being provided along with a loan. We're talking about here a mashkin that is coming to be collected for non-payment of a loan. Okay? That is, we're not talking about a mashkin at the time of the loan. That would have a different meaning then. The loiva is offering it up at the time of the loan, and then none of these halachas would ostensibly apply. Would have a separate set of halachas. Okay. So again, Shmuel is coming to say this chiddush, that when the Mishnah says the Baal Chayv cannot go into the house, which it sounds like Baal Chayv can't go into this house to collect it, what he's really saying is even the Shliach Bezdin Even Bezdin, when you hand the matter over to Bezdin, they also can't go into the Levi's house to collect. They can only grab it from him when he's in the street. Maser Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef asked the following, Kasha le'yachbo rechayim barachev. So this is a din that you are not allowed to take as a mashkin things, le'yachbo rechayim barachev, right? These are things that he needs for eichel nefesh. That's rechayim, a millstone, barachev, right? The different parts of it. Hadvar macherim, but other things you can take. Chaval. So the Gemara says, well, who are we talking about? Now, these were kelim that you would have to go into the Levi's house to get. So what are we talking about? Well, the Pasuk clearly excludes the Baal Chayv from being able to go into his house to take his personal effects. So from the fact that the Torah says there are specific kelim you may not take, it sounds like everything else is fair game. So the Shliach Bezdin can go in and get them. So the Gemara says, "Take Rav Papa Bereid Rav Nachman Kamei Rav Yosef." Va'amri La Rav Papa Bereid Rav Yosef Kamei Rav Yosef. Okay, so either way, however it was recorded, but Lo Elam Bal Chayiv. Really, the din is really also with the Bal Chayiv. V'Lavar Lav B'Shnei Lavim. Okay, and what was your whole reason why we weren't why you said you had a problem with this addressing the Bal Chayiv? That was because there is already a pasuk of Bachutz Tamoid, which tells us the Baal Chayv cannot go in. So we see clearly, again, these psukim can be referring to Loisachbo Beged Almana, and must be referring to the Baal Chayv as well. Okay, Tashma, Mimashma Shanemar. So it's going to be an interesting one. The pasuk says, Bachutz Tamoid, the pasuk says, as we read, that the Malva, okay, that the Baal Chayv, he stands outside. Any idea? So we were saying, if I read the pasuk, and I'll just read the pasuk again. Don't come to his house to collect it. Bachutz tamoid, the Baal Chayv should stand outside. Now, why does it have to say v'ish? Why does it have to say that? You could have just said v'yotzi alecha esavayta chutz. We understand what's going on. That the Levi is inside the house would bring it out to him. So why does it have to say vel ish? That's an extra word. Well, we understand that if he were to get the item, it would come al yidei the loiva, since he has to be standing outside. So how is the guy just standing outside going to get the item if he is refrained from going inside? Must be that the loiva is bringing it out. So when it says, the pasuk says vel ish, that must be, we're coming to be marbe l'rabbi shliach bezdin. And what we're saying is that the shliach bezdin is like the loiva, meaning he can get the item to the Baal Chayv by going inside. Just like the loiva is inside, he could bring it from the inside out to the Baal Chayv who's outside. My love, shliach bezdin ki loiva. So the via ish, talking about the loiva bringing out the item, comes to include a shliach bezdin as well. So we see, must be, kashon shmuel, that a shliach bezdin may go inside to retrieve the item. So the Gemara says, Loi Shliach Bezdin Kimalve, that the Shliach, when the Pasuk says Ish, it's referring to the Malve, meaning, and here says Rashi, here's how you have to read the Pasuk. Vachi Kamar, Bachutz Tamoid Ata Viha Ish, right? It's not Bachutz Tamoid, which as you read the Trapa, Bachutz Asnachta, Bachutz Tamoid, Vachishadon Ishabai, Yetzelecha, but rather says the Gemara, it's the way to Darshan is Bachutz Tamoid Viha Ish. Just like the Malva is outside, so too Bezdin has to stand outside. Okay? And then, Asher Atanoshe Bayetzi Lachas Havayta Chutza. That's referring to the Leiva. Okay? So, Toshima. Im Chobol Sachbol Sal Masreyecha. The Pasuk says that if you take, that's Chobol Sachbol, that's if you take a Mashkin Sal Masreyecha, you take the shirt of your friend, B'Shliach Bezdin Akasa B'Daber. So we're saying that this is referring to a Shliach Bezdin coming and taking it. So, maybe it's the Baal Chayv himself. When the Pasuk says, there's a separate Pasuk in Devarim, the one we read. The Im Chaval Sachbol Salmas Reacha is in Shemais. So now, right, that's in Mishpatim. Now, we're dealing with the Pasukim in Devarim. So it says, so what am I going to do with the Pasuk in Shemais? That must be talking about a Shliach Bezdin. So it sounds like Shliach Bezdin can go into his house and take a mashkin. That when we talk about getting a mashkin for the Baal Chayv, it's only a din by the Baal Chayv that has to stand outside, which sounds like the Pasuk in Shemais, which says, in Chobol Sachbol Samas Reyecha, you can just go ahead and take it. You go into his house and you can grab it. So the Gemara says, you know what? That kasha is too strong. Tanoihi. You're right. When Shmuel said this din, that even Bezdin is unable to go into his house, that is subject to a machlokes tanaim, okay, because we have a brisa that clearly says that the pasuk of Imchabal Sachbal means that Bezdin can go into the house and take it. So the Tanya, as we learn the following brisa, Shliach Bezdin Shabala Mashkanai, and this is going to be clearly, pretty clearly spelled out in the brisa, that when Shmuel said that even Bezdin can't go into the Leivis house to retrieve the Mashkan, that is subject to a machlokes tanaim. Shliach Bezdin Shabala Mashkanai, he comes to take a Mashkan, Leikanis Lebeso Lemashkanai, that he may not, that is like Shmuel, he may not go into his house to take a Mashkan, Elohim Bachut, Mibachutz. And the Leiver brings out the Mashkan to him. Shneimar, as the pasuk clearly says, Bachutz Tamoid Vayish Vayish. Okay, so Bachutz Tamoid Vayish, the way we just understood it, right? The way we move that comma, Vayish Tamoid Vayish, refers to the both the Balchayv and Bezdin need to remain outside of the house. V'tanya Idach. We have another brisa that says Balchayv Shabal Mashkan Alikanas Beisu the Mashkanai Elo Aimed Bachutz. He stands outside. But says the second brisa, that's pretty clear, not like Shmuel, that he can go into the house. Okay, now the brisa is going to continue with a whole bunch of dinim, and we're going to carry on with the same din. Okay, so we have a second brisa which says, not like Shmuel, that the Shliach Bezdin is definitely able to go into his house.
Why is this talking? If the loan is overdue at this point, why is it talking about going in to get security instead of going in to collect what's owed?
So, because you can't take kalim that he needs. So he's going in and taking kalim that he needs and going to be returning it back to him. So what we're saying is, these are all his things, his personal effects. Because just because you're owed money doesn't mean that you have the right to take someone's things. Now, you can take a mashkin as payment, right? So I need collateral to make sure that I'm going to get paid because you're saying you're going to pay me. Now, we'll see. That's from Shimon Gamliel Shita, that, and it's a question of how far our kindness or the Torah's prescribed kindness in regards to mashkin goes. Shimon Gamliel says, hey, this whole idea of mashkin, mazar is after 30 days. And after 30 days, we're doing exactly what you said. We're selling it. The Rabbanon hold that it's more extensive. In fact, there is a machlokes. I wasn't going to bring it up here right now, but it's going to really bleed into tomorrow. And there's a Rashi on tomorrow that kind of explains this whole machlokes. What's really going on over here? That by Erechin, there's a din of what we call mesadrin, okay? Which means that we exclude people's personal effects. When a person says Erechi alai, we'll have it in the Brisa here shortly, this concept that we brought in, but I was going to explain it then, I'll explain it now, and now they asked the question. So the concept of mesadrin means, and this is going to be very important for understanding the context of the next couple of days. Tomorrow, the Gemara is going to start. We're going to start with Ibayaluhu Mahushi Sadru Abalchay. So that what that means is, let's say, for instance, we'll go to Erechin. Erechin means a person says, Erechi Alai, my value should go to the Beis HaMikdash. So we're going to come and basically say, okay, what's this guy's worth? He wants to give his net worth. So we're going to exclude off any personal effects that he needs to go about his business, to live, right? And then everything else will get donated. So that's what's called mesadrin, is we calculate out what he needs. So now, Rashi holds that according to the Rabbanon, the Tanakam of our Mishnah, that all of this chazara has a din of mesadrin, meaning we start with, I come, we're talking about effects that he needs. These are all personal effects that he needs. Now, by personal effects that he needs, so we are, since we are mesadrin, means we exclude from what we're going to take from him, things he needs. So if it's a guy, all he has are things that he needs. So then we can't take it as payment. The only thing we can do is take it as a mashkin, and it would be subject to chazara of giving back to him. Because, like we see by Erechin, that I can't take everything. I can't leave the guy, right? I can't leave the guy with nothing. And specifically, the Torah has a din d'oraisa that the pasuk says that if it's a klei oichel nefesh, you're not allowed to take it at all. You're not allowed to take it at all. So it's personal effects, right? Klei oichel nefesh, those are off the table. He needs that to eat. Personal effects, things that he needs. So according to Rashi's understanding of the Shitas Rabbanon is, yeah, you can take them as a mashkin, but you have to give them back to him when he needs them. Night objects at night, day objects at day. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, hold on one second. And that's what we're going to say. According to the way Rashi understands it, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, there is no concept of mesadrin. And therefore, yes, the Torah has a prescribed idea of machzirin, they have to give him back, but that whole thing is limited to 30 days. At the end of the day, we're going to make you sell everything after 30 days. So say din for the first 30 days, give him a little bit of extra time, a 30-day grace period to try to make good on his bills. But it's not because he holds a misadrin. Okay, and the Gemara is going to ask a shayla of mahu sheyisadru. But so that is, I think, a background or backdrop to the context of what's going on over here in regards to mashkin. Now, so the brisa continues. V'lo mashkinenu devarim sha'isim ha'chol nefesh. Right, we said that's a din d'oraisa. You cannot take things from him that are eichel nefesh. V'noisein. Now you have to leave him with the following: mita, umita. That sounds like a bed and a bed, umatza and sheets, la ashir, mito mapitz la ani, a mat for an ani. Okay, aval loy la ishle. Loy, right? It says, loy, only for him must you leave him these things. Aval loy la ishle, v'loy la banim, v'loy naisav. However, his wife and children's beds you can take. Kederach shemesadrin labal chayv. Okay, just like we're misadrin. Okay, there's that word, misadrin. Just like we're misadrin labal chayv, we exclude from the collection objects that he needs. Kach mesajin be'erichin. So too we're mesajin be'erichin. So the Gemara says, well, that's backwards. Kapalaya, like I explained it to you. What do you mean? Iker sidr be'erichin ksiv. Ela emach k'derosh mesajin be'erichin. Really? Okay, fine, you're right. It's the other way around. That the concept of mesajin exists by erichin, and we're going to apply it to Baal Chayv. We'll see some of the limudim tomorrow. Okay? Kach mesajin be'Baal Chayv. Amar, let's go through this braisa. Nesin lai mito matza la asher. So an asher is going to get two beds. Mita umita umatza and sheets. Mita umita mapitz la ani. Two beds for an ani and a mat. Okay, so sheets for a rich person, mat for a poor person. But either way, you're getting two beds. Now, laman, ilay mala ishtai. So what is the second bed for? Ilay mala ishtai levanu levanoisav. You want to say that you're leaving one bed for him, one bed for his wife and kids. Guess what? We clearly said, loy, avaloy la ishtai levanu levanoisav. That you don't leave anything for his wife and children, okay? It's only his. So really, you're leaving him two beds. So his wife and kids get none, and you're leaving him two beds. Tarti lamali. Why does he need two beds? So the Gemara says, chadal da achala v'chadal da zagala. One to eat, and one to go to sleep on. Kiddush Shmuel, because Shmuel says, very dangerous, damar Shmuel, kol mili yadana asusayu. I know how to heal anything. Shmuel was a doctor. He knew how to heal anything. Lavar mehanik plas. Here are three things, except for three things I cannot heal. Manda achal ahina merira, aliba rekana, a person who eats bitter dates on an empty stomach. Manda asar misna de kitna, a person who ties a rope of flax, retiva, that is wet, acharze, around his hips, apparently very dangerous. And the third one, agayatar sugi, manda achal nahama, vale maski arba garmidi, a person who eats bread and he immediately takes a nap. He doesn't walk dalanamas. So we see that he has to have two beds, dalet amas apart, one to eat on, and then he gets up and one to sleep on, because otherwise it's very dangerous. Tani, Tana Chamed Reb Nachman. Now, so we just mentioned over here, Kiderech Shemisadrin Be'erichin Kach Misadrin Be'Baal Chayv. So Tana gets up, and he says to Reb Nachman, Kiderech Shemisadrin Be'erichin Kach Misadrin Be'Baal Chayv. We see this a concept of Misadrin, which means we exclude items that he needs from collection. Now, Amar Lei. So he says, now I said, the way Rashi learns the sugya, the din of misadrin would intertwine with chazara, which means that you're going to have to return, since we're going to give unlimited return back to the things that he needs. Okay? Machzer loy la'olam, because of this din of misadrin. What misadrin opens up, since you can't withhold personal items or personal effects that he needs, we're not talking about kedei chayav, because that would be included in the Isra of the Torah. You can't take things that are eichel nefesh. But these are personal effects that he needs. So therefore, because we are misadrin of Baal Chayv, therefore you have to return forever. Right now, like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So we're quoting the Tana gets up to quote like we just had in this brisa. Kiderach shemisadrin be'erichin kach misadrin of Baal Chayv. We see misadrin. Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman responded, hashta zvuni mizvaninon. We're going to sell it. We're going to sell the Baal Chayv's effect after 30 days. Lei, sadr misadrin olei. So you want to say misadrin? That doesn't make any sense. Meaning, if you have to exclude, then you shouldn't be able to sell them. Okay, so the Gemara says, hold on one second. Do we sell them? Well, that we see that you don't sell them. You have to return them unlimited. So the Gemara says, Tana Krev Shimon Gamliel Tana Kameh. So no, the Tana was attempting to say like Krev Shimon Gamliel. He got it wrong. Okay, and that's what Rav Nachman was correcting. V'achi kamarle, hashda, meaning the Tana gets up and says, misadrin, kederach shemisadrin be'erichin, kach misadrin be'baal chayv. Rav Nachman says, what are you talking about? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we hashlo Rav Shimon Gamliel zivuni mizavnin olay, that after 30 days we're going to sell it, sidur misadrin olay. So of course we're not misadrin. Like what we explained, Rashi's way of explaining the machlekes of the Tanakhama Rav Shimon Gamliel is, again, it comes through the viewed through the lens of misadrin, which is according to the Tanakhama, you are misadrin. Since you are misadrin, which means you exclude from what you can take from our things that he needs, therefore there's unlimited machzirin, unlimited giving it back to him to use when he needs it. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, there is no din of misadrin, therefore everything is collectible. Yes, there's a din in the Torah of giving it back to him for a period of time, but that's only for a period of time, only for 30 days, because there is no din misadrin, right? The Tanan Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, afla atzma ena machzer el ad shloshim yom, because you're only giving it back to 30 days. Mikan ve'elech meicher bebezin, you sell it. Okay, so Rav Nachman took issue with the Tana because he was quoting the Shitas Rabbanon and not Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Nachman says, the din, we're going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if you're attempting to tell me over the dinner, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds no misadrin. You know how I know no misadrin? Because you could sell everything. Because even the things that you're required to give back, it's only for a limited period of time, only for the 30 days. Now, umimai, so the question is like this. We just assumed that you can take whatever and sell it, and there's no din of misadrin, which means you can leave them with nothing. If you don't hold the misadrin, that means the bezdin comes to take the mashkin, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. You take all this stuff, or whatever you need to settle the debt, can leave him with, even if it will result in him having nothing. Now, for 30 days, you got to give it back to him, but after 30 days, if it'll come with the money, you can sell it. So the question is, how do we know that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, when we said you could sell it, it means you could sell everything? Who says that Rav Shimon Gamliel says you sell after 30 days? And since you're selling after 30 days, there's no misadrin. No misadrin means you leave him with nothing. So how do we know that you can sell and leave him with nothing? Dilma hikamar. Maybe this is what he was really saying. Ad shloshim yom hader le be'ene. Meaning 30 days, you got to give it back. Mikan ve'elach mehader le. L'may dechazile. Umizavninon may delay chazile. Maybe what you do is you sell the necessities. So sorry, you mehader le, you give him back l'may dechazile. Meaning you settle the account, which means you can collect everything, but you do have to be misadrin because you have to leave him with the necessities. And you only sell what is extraneous. Now, what does that mean practically? What that means is, let's say he has a silk pillow. Okay, so you go ahead and you sell the silk pillow and instead you buy him a canvas pillow. Okay, maybe what we mean is, yes, misadrin, but basic necessities. And yes, we can sell after 30 days, settle the accounts. Rav Shimon Gamliel says sell everything. It doesn't mean leave him with nothing. It means you could sell everything that he has and trade it in or make sure that he but it's still misadrin, because when we say sell everything, you know what it means? Everything means only anything that is above bare necessities. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. You know why? Because Rav Shimon Gamliel says everything is a necessity. Then, like a midi delay chazile, everything's a necessity. You want to know why? Damar Abaya? Because Rav Shimon is part of the cadre of Tanoim. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon, Rav Yishmael, Rav Akiva is part of the list who hold kulu svira lahu kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. They are b'nei malachim. So therefore, everything is a necessity. Meaning, and therefore you don't have the right to say, oh, this is extra and this is a necessity. So if Rav Shimon Gamliel means you could sell it, since everything is a necessity, silk pillows would be a necessity too, therefore we cannot be mechalik, and it must mean sell everything. Where do we see this? The Tanakh. Lo yasaluf, Rav Shimon Gamliel, how do we know that he holds kol Yisrael b'nei malachim? The Tanakh. Lo yasaluf, lo yasachardel. Okay, we're talking about things that you can carry out. Lo yasaluf v'lo yasachardel, meaning, sorry, not carry out for haitzah purposes, but rather, are they muktza or not? So the Mishnah says that these sorts of seeds are muktza, right? They're not eichel, they're not edible. Lo yasaluf v'lo yasachardel, but Rav Shimon Gamliel mater b'luf, he says, luf, you are able to be metaltel, it's not going to be muktza on Shabbos, even though it is mipnei shehu meichel l'arvim, because it is special food for arvim, which is a pet that only rich people would have. And what we're saying is, it applies to everybody. And therefore, what we're saying is, kol Yisrael b'nei malachim. Rav Shimon, d'tanan, b'nei malachim sachin, where do we see, again, that we treat kol Yisrael all as b'nei malachim, d'tanan, b'nei malachim sachin, shemen vered, they agavim makaseim b'shabbos, that says the Tanakhama, Only royalty can be sachem min shemen vered agam makaseim b'Shabbos, because for them it's not considered medicine; it's considered their daily moisturizer ablutions, daily treatment. Okay, and therefore shekein derech darka lasoch b'chol, because this is what they are lasoch anyways. I mean, the problem here is that you can't do something for medicinal purposes. So they use this extra super stuff always, but only b'nei malachim. Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim, anybody can use it, because Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Kiva d'Tanya. That's going to be interesting. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Kiva, they learn in the price. Harei shahayu noishim by elef zuz. Let's say he owes somebody 1,000 zuz. V'loi v'esh itzla bas mea mana. And he's wearing a very expensive suit. Mafshita noisam imenu. We take off his very expensive suit. Malbisha noisay itzla ru'uyoloi. We give him a basic suit. Okay, we get him a cheap suit. And we turn his fine clothing into money. V'tana mishum Rabbi Shmuel, v'tana mishum Rabbi Kiva. No, Kol Yisrael ro'uyin lo'isa itzla. That's sorry that all of Kol Yisrael are ro'uyin lo'isa itzla. These are the other tanaim who hold Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. And therefore, again, even a expensive suit is considered a necessity. And therefore, since Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agrees with them that Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim, therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, when we said you sell everything, we cannot be machalic between necessities, essentials, and non-essentials, because Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim. Now, ulamai desalika, and therefore, again, must be, says Rav Nachman, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds a misadrin. You can sell everything of his. Why? Because you can sell it after 30 days. Now, so for the moment over here, let's go back in. There was a Havamina where we thought maybe in Rav Shimon Gamliel could be that, yeah, you sell everything after 30 days, but still misadrin. How? By replacing it with the bare minimums, right? With the bare essentials. Bishlama kar v'keses, I understand chazilei de beni beni. So I understand you could have a pillow that is chazi beni beni, that meaning that you could have a silk pillow and you trade it in for a canvas pillow. Okay, we can have different levels. Ela machresha lamai chazia. A plow, if we're talking about a plow, lamai chazia. Right? It's used, it's not right, either it's essential or it's not. So the Gemara says, Amarava bar Rabba machresha de kaspa. We're talking about a silver now. Now, within that, running a silver plow. Now, the problem with learning machresha as a plow is, what do you mean? Why would you have a silver plow? So therefore, again, if you see on the side, the Aruch and Tosfos as well, and Amban Aleph addresses that machresha is not really machresha. The Aruch says on the side that it's a masriki, umachakek besarim merchatz, right? It's like a loofah brush with a silver handle, right? That's what we mean. He needs a loofah brush, but he doesn't need a silver-handled one. Tosfos seems to be saying that it's, again, a similar idea. Margadasa, and therefore it's not really a plow, it's some other personal effects, keli. Now, Maskif Rav Chaga comes to ask the following question. Now, on the surface, this seems to be a fundamental question of, why does the Malva have to leave the Leva something? Why is it my problem? You owe me money, I'm coming to get my stuff, I take everything, period, end of story. Why did the Torah go ahead? Or why is there a responsibility on the malveh to make sure that the loiv is provided for? So, Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, Ivra, be'emes, you're right. But, sorry, alea karami. Why? Why are we requiring the malveh to do all this? Because the pasuk specifically says, ulecha tiyeh tzedakah. Okay, now, Tosfos addresses that it's a little strange, the placement of this question and answer. That really, this could have been at the very beginning of the sugya, right? If this is the whole, if we're talking about mashkin. And therefore, Tosfos says a fascinating idea that what he's asking is specifically on Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, who we just said, when the guy has a super fancy suit, we don't sell it. Why? Because Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim. We don't make him trade it in. And therefore, Tosfos says, Elanirad Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel Parach, the Amri Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim, the Kulam Reuyin La Isa Itztila. V'amai. So he's coming to ask. Hold on one second. Kivan Deino Loivsha El Lachabalu Noi Ba'alma. This guy's wearing a fancy suit. He's wearing a fancy suit because he wants everyone to go, ah, right? To be machshim him. Lama Yesh Lanu Leimer Shekol Zehitla Kasav Amalve. Hold on one second. This is going too far. That the Malva has to leave him with that suit that he's going to be respected with because of the fact that Kivan Shalei Pirish Hakasav Behedyo Veloy Hayah Shayach Alav Yaser Me'al Me'al Acher Kivan Desagilei Belavachi Just give me a regular suit. Let him be a regular normal person. We're talking about somebody who's wearing an ultra chashev suit. Umishani, and Tosfos answers that the answer of the Gemara is gam beitzla shayich lemer luchati etzdaka. That it's a specific. We're coming to address this specific shita that we just ended with in the brisa. Behitolav akasev sholei lemnoya mimenu hanoy vakavod vatainik shahurgo by arata. Meaning that Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva hold is what is the manifestation of kol yisrael b'nei malachim heim when it comes to a loiva, even if the guy owes money, still, and even if the beged that he's wearing is a beged that he's miskaved by, you got to leave it with him. So we started today with the Mishnah in regards to taking a mashkin, and what we said was the Mishnah started in a seemingly redundant way that you can't go into his house. Hamavas chaver lo yemashkenen al bebezin, that you can't, only bezin can take the mashkin, and you can't go into his house, which seems to be redundant because if you have to go to bezin, and therefore Shmuel comes to say that, by the way, it's not only the malveh, the lender, the baal chayv that can't go into his house, but rather even bezin can't go to his house. They could only menatech netuchi. They can only go ahead and grab it out of his hand. Bashuk. Okay, we tried to say hachinami mistaber like Shmuel because of the way the lush and the bryce, and we said that no, we can address that with a chesur mechsura, and it's not muchach that way. We came to ask a couple questions, came to answer a couple answers, but ultimately we were left with the question on Amud Beis, which said, it sounds pretty clear, there is a Tana who holds, imchabal sachbal samas reyecha, that must be because he splits it. The Pasuk of Lesav al Beis Elabai Daivotei says the Tana, that's only the Baal Chay. But the Pasuk in Shemais, imchabal sachbal samas reyecha, that is coming to talk about Bezin, which sounds like Bezin can go into his house to take it, and we said it must be in some achlikas Tanayim. Once we brought in that Braisa, so we discussed a bunch of other dinim in regards to taking a mashkin. What we said was noitzin le mita, right? Mita, ooh. Matzah, right, with sheets, if he's an usher, umapetz, if he's an ani, but the point is he gets two beds, and what we said was, noisen loy, only him, meaning the malda, the baal chayv, the lender has to leave him with two beds, but he doesn't have to leave the rest of his family members with any. Now, why two beds? That was because Shmuel, like Shmuel said, I could heal anything except for these three things. One of the three was a person who eats and then falls asleep immediately, okay, and therefore he has to have two beds, one to eat on and one to take, so that he can take a walk. We ensure that he takes a walk and he'll go to sleep later, okay? And then we said, kiderech shemesadrin be'erechin, kach mesadrin be'bal chay. Okay, that is what the Brisa seem to say. The Tana gets up in front of Rav Nachman and says that. Rav Nachman says, hold on one second. Like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, you must sell it after 30 days, or the Baal Chayv can sell it after 30 days, so it can't be misandrin. Misandrin means that we leave him with what he needs. Well, if I'm allowed to sell everything, then we're not leaving him with what he needs. To which the Gemara asked, hold on one second. Maybe when we say, the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says after 30 days, yes, is a din of that you have to give it back to him, but that's only for 30 days. After 30 days, you can sell it. Maybe it means that you can sell anything non-essential. Trade in and monetize the difference between his fancy things and his essential things. And get him, for instance, if he has a silk pillow, get him a canvas pillow. To which the Gemara said, no, can't be, because Rav Shimon Gamliel is one of the Tanayim Muold that call Yisrael B'nei Malachim Heim, and therefore we cannot differentiate between essential and non-essential, and if it means we allow him to sell his things, it means we allow him to sell his things, and we aren't Machalik, and therefore must be in Rav Shimon Gamliel ain't Misadrin. Like we explained, that the Tanakama, the Chachamim hold Misadrin, and that is the way Rashi understands that will serve as a lead-in for tomorrow. Rashi understands the machlekes between, in our Mishnah, between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is Ari Misadrin. If you hold Misadrin, Rashi says, yes, Misadrin. Therefore, you forever have to give him back the item that you took, his personal effects that he needs. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, ain Misadrin. And therefore, yes, it's a din that the Torah says, give it back to him. That's only for 30 days. After 30 days, you can sell it and pay off the debt. And then we ended with this memra, which we said seemed to be as a kasha, the way Tosfos understands it, it folds back into one of the shitas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, or two of the shitas more correctly, who hold that when a person owes money and he has a fancy suit, so you don't, right, they argue on the Tanakama who said that you would trade down his suit, right, for a more plain one and monetize the difference, that you wouldn't, okay, and we said that a buyer responds, Ivra, that is part of the manifestation of Allah, l'chati etzdaka, when it comes to taking, collecting from a loiva.